in Iran following the helicopter crash that killed the country's hardline president, along with its foreign minister and several other high-ranking officials. Oklahoma and Kansas, the latest states experiencing violent storms, including some confirmed tornadoes. Oklahoma City witnessed at least one tornado. On Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 61 points. The Nasdaq ahead 109. And the S&P is up 21 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Truckers, if you are looking for green grass, contact Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. In business since 1959 and still growing. Call today, 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have big plans this summer? Dive into summer with an ASE Credit Union vacation loan. Whether you've got a trip coming up, projects at home, or just need a little extra cash, we've got you covered. So don't put your plans on hold. Visit your ASECU.com or stop by and see us today.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A suspect has been arrested in a shooting that paralyzed Montgomery woman Amy Dix. 20-year-old Michael Lamar Johnson has been arrested and charged in the shooting that occurred on April 12th. Amy Dix was shot while driving on Atlanta Highway near the intersection of Eastern Boulevard. Governor Kay Ivey has signed legislation into law that caps the amount property tax can increase every year after reappraisals. House Bill 73 caps yearly property tax increases to 7%. The bill has a five-year sunset, meaning the legislature would have to reapprove it after those 5 years. The seniors accused of vandalizing Wetumpka High School as a senior prank will not be allowed to participate in senior activities as punishment. The incident took place May 14th, in which 11 seniors allegedly trespassed and vandalized several areas of the school. Indications are the seniors won't be allowed to participate in their graduation ceremonies. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome to Epicure and Jack's Tavern, where they cherish their seniors. Dive into their $9.99 senior-sized meat and three lunch specials, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Each meal comes with a refreshing drink and a roll. It's time to savor the flavors that feel like home. Epicure and Jack's Tavern, where tradition meets taste.
Brunch lovers rejoice. Every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Epicure and Jack's Tavern offers an exquisite brunch menu alongside their meat and three specials. Start your weekend right with the best local flavors. Remember, they're in the old Fantail building, waiting to make your Saturday special.
For 65 years, Guardian Credit Union has been your trusted financial partner. And now we're proud to extend that trust further by introducing Guardian Insurance Services. Whether protecting your home, car, or even your business, we've got the coverage that fits your needs. Our team is here to guide you every step of the way with the personalized service you know and love. Call 334-819-7555 for a free quote today. Guardian Insurance Services, building on 65 years of trust, now safeguarding your future.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, starting off the third half of the show. I am Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shavers here, Allison Sinclair as well. Let's get back out to Clark. And then Emmy will be up after that. Clark, welcome to the program, or welcome back to the program.
Hey, Scott. So, on the grocery shopping and the polling numbers, I watched people come out of the sundry lines as they paid for their groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Angst would be the best term that I could come up with. Somebody needs to do some polling after people buy groceries, you know. I think one of the biggest differentials is people that go to church regularly. There's a 10-point difference there. I think people that buy groceries regularly, you're going to get a bigger difference. Everybody's aware of this. Nobody wants to talk about it, apparently, but it's there. Now, on the helicopter crash that happened.
Hey, let me ask you a quick question, though, about and let people know kind of where we are. I'm looking at a story by Gregory Axe and Laura Wheaton over at urban.org. It's the Urban Institute. Not really super familiar with that, but I want to read one sentence to you. When people are polling folks at the grocery store, okay?
Many families are they actually doing that then?
No, they're not, but this is one of the things we have to keep in mind, because we keep asking, well, some people still are supporting Joe Biden. Millions of people are supporting Joe Biden. They're for bigger government. They're for the swamp and everything. And people want to know why. Don't they have to buy groceries? Don't they have to buy things? Many families with low incomes rely on public supports to make ends meet. Some of those public supports adjust for inflation annually, offering families with low incomes some salve against rising prices while others do not. But even programs that do respond to inflation do so with a lag. So just keep in mind that there are people who... it doesn't even bother them that everything is costing more and more and more, because many of them are getting adjusted for inflation, government welfare checks. You and I aren't getting that.
Right. Well, we're paying for our groceries and theirs, Scott.
That is correct. I just want people who I want people to understand how there are some Americans who aren't really worried about the pinch. You've heard them on radio shows. You've seen, you may know some. If all of our salaries were adjusted for inflation, so inflation didn't matter to us, we might not care either. But that's what's happening. The working folks are getting the screws put to them.
Yes, exactly. Now, on to Abraham Rassisis and his helicopter crash, Scott.
Yes. Did the Israelis do it?
I don't know. If they did, I will send them a check if they will give me both rates. Have you done any research on him?
One of the ladies said one of the guys died in the helicopter crash, the Iranian leaders, the president and the, was it prime minister?
Prime minister.
Was known as the butcher of somewhere or something?
Butcher of Tehran. You know how he got that sobriquet?
No, sir.
1998. Somewhere between 2,800 and 5,000 protesters were hanged. Let's see, 2022, the crackdown on women. Now, look, if a woman died after she had been detained, that was an accident. It was not because she was beaten to death. It was an accident, and that happens in Western countries, too.
Okay.
Amnesty International wanted him charged in 2021. My favorite thing, Scott, protesters. You know what happens to protesters in Tehran under Abraham and the other panel of judges?
No, what happens?
Mass arrest, torture, executions, and I had never seen this term before, enforced disappearment.
Oh, wow.
Enforced disappearment?
Enforced disappearment. I've never seen that term before, Scott.
Disappearment.
Is that a real word?
All these things, and then I learned the reason the last president of Iran, whatever, is not president now, is the Assembly of Experts determined that he would not run again. Now, Scott.
Yeah, you mean the president that was somewhat rational, the one they said, hey, you know, you don't get to run again?
Yeah, that one, he couldn't run again because the Assembly Experts said no. Now,
okay.
Think of how envious the powers that be here must be of the Assembly of Experts. If we had an Assembly of Experts here, they could just determine that Donald Trump can't be president no more. The intelligence community would be free to spy on people they're supposed to spy on.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have to have Russian collusion hoaxes, all that stuff. Just, you know what, superfluous? We wouldn't need it. And, I don't know, the more I read about this guy, the more I'm thinking, you know, they're not seeing this in Iran today, and there's a reason. Let's see.
The witch is dead. Thank you, Carl.
They're not doing that in Tehran. Now, there's a reason why they're not doing that. You know why?
Because you can't live through it.
The Assembly of Experts is still in power.
Mm.
And they might...
Abraham may be gone.
I love that phrase.
Enforce your disappearment.
Disappearment.
Yes, you might get disappearmented.
Very good. Thanks, Clark.
Take care.
That's good stuff. Disappearment?
I can't find it
as a word.
I don't know if it's a word.
Enforced disappearment.
But we're going to use it often. I love it.
A touch of the disappearment would probably not get us quite as in trouble as other things. All right, the call we have been waiting on, Emmy. Emmy, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I hope you're well.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing fantastic. How are you?
Good. So I wanted to go back on what y'all were talking about motherhood. Because nowadays...
Are you an expert? Do you have to be a mother? Are you a woman?
I am an expert. I actually am a woman. I was born a woman. I identify as a woman.
Okay. Did you have any babies?
I do. I do have one.
And they came out of you.
She qualifies.
You qualify.
I think she qualifies.
All right. All right. You count. Alabama Unfiltered Radio says you are approved as a woman. Check.
Scott's writing you down.
So I would say is a lot of women nowadays that I know that are moms, they feel like they aren't adequate and they don't have these skills because a lot of people, especially by the government, by different, all these people discourage mothers from actually mothering and don't give them encouragement to. They encourage them to go to the workforce or encourage them to do all the things and say that it's not as important and that other people are able to do that for you. And so they're like, oh, I couldn't do that. Be like, oh, wow, you can stay at home. How do you do that? And I'm like, oh, you know, actually, it's not that hard sometimes, except two stage is hard. But once you figure it out, like, I feel so much, what's the word? I feel honored to be a mom because my husband works for me to be able to stay at home and that I'm able to raise her. And I'm proud of that fact because I feel like I was called to do that. And right. I really feel I'm able to blossom in my pursuit of motherhood. Like, my husband's able to do that when he is working. And so that is my thought.
Well, Amy, let me ask a question. You're talking about a lot of the other women your age don't feel like they're maybe trained to do that or don't feel fully prepared for being a mom. And I do think we've lost some of that by going through a couple of generations that are like, no, you don't really need to know, just going out in the workforce. Do you think more and more young women are like, hey, I would love to do that. How can I do that? How can I get back to that? And do you think there's a movement in that direction? What is it called? The trad wife movement?
Yeah, the trad wife movement. The trad wife movement is somewhat good, somewhat, I don't know if it's completely biblically based, but it's more of like traditional roles of a woman versus a man working. And I think there are benefits to it, but also think that women, you don't necessarily have to be a mother and stay at home, but I think there are way more benefits. Science even shows that. But I think it requires marrying somebody that has those same values, because if you don't, then it's just impossible. To where I know women who aren't in good marriages who might want to later on, but they can't because their husband doesn't want to support them and they don't share finances, they're not on the same page.
Let me run this by you, Amy. Like I said this to my wife over the weekend, we kind of started hashing it out a little bit. I think sometimes we forget that the lessons that were taught to young women to try to make them more feminist, the boys were sitting in the same classroom. The boys were subjected to the same thing. The boys were told, now you got to think of us listening over here. Hey, she can work and she can be a mom and she can take care of the house. She can do it all because she's a woman. And the boy's like, okay. So he grows up. He's like, why are you not working? I was told, just like you, you should be working. And then she's like, well, you need to help with the housework. He was told, you can do it all. So there's a little bit, and look, I'm not trying to be a misogynist, but there's a little bit of men were told that these, you know, the superior sex could do it all. And then when they live it out, like, what are you doing? You bum? So the men out here like myself, we have to teach the younger men, hey, look, you were lied to too. This is not true.
Yeah.
You have a protector role. That whole thing about you wanting to be a knight in shining armor when you were a little boy, that crap is true. God put it in you. Now man up. Let me bash the men for a little while for all the folks who think we're going the other way. Amy, that is a fantastic call.
Well, I'm glad you called, honey. I agree with you completely. Yeah, it was good to
talk to you. Don't anybody know you know her?
Why?
Oh, it just changes the call. No, I'm just kidding.
That's my girl.
Fantastic. Thank you, Amy.
I'll see you later for chickens.
Bye. She's so young and smart and wise.
She really is sharp.
Yeah.
She takes after her mama.
She's
how's that?
Got it. Good job.
How about her
mama.
Dad? How about let's say she takes after her dad?
Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Oh, hey, before you start talking, Randall, think about this for all the people out there. Every time they say we need slavery, Why were they saying that? Oh, no, back in the day.
Okay.
Because we have all these jobs we can't get people to do. We need it for economic development. We need a workforce. Fast forward. Illegal immigration. We got to have illegal immigration because we have to have a workforce. The need for big companies or big landowners or big influential folks to have a lot of people who they can pay less. The reason we want to move things overseas, workforces. I just want people to think for a second. Was it possible that the whole push or a big portion of it of we got to get women working was a workforce issue? Didn't really care about women, just like they don't care about illegal aliens, just like they didn't care about slaves. It is all about pouring more people, more supply in than is needed so they can keep everything down and be more profitable.
I read somebody was saying that it was a movement to get more taxes for the government too.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Moneymaker for the government.
Yep. It's not about individuals. It's not about their future. It's not about their happiness.
It's all just so Marxist.
Money. Ugh. Randall's up next. We'll be back.
Take me on out of this town. Well, that woman I'm in love with. Lord, she's beautiful. Oh, she well, leave her here. I'm just a raggedy hobo.
Your moment has arrived. It's time to shed the normal day-to-day version of yourself and let your most fabulous self loose. Make your way to Wind Creek Atmore, because whatever your idea of fabulous is, this is where you'll find it. Wind Creek Atmore. It's your kind of fabulous. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Mark DePlanche with Admiral Movers. People ask, what makes Admiral Movers different from other movers? It's simple. We take pride in caring for our team, so we know that they will take care of you. All of our team members are Admiral employees. They are all fully background checked and trained in-house. We never hire day laborers. So for your next move, whether it's a commercial move or household move, across town or across the country, call Montgomery's favorite movers, Admiral Movers. Mention code SUMMER10 to save 10% on your next move.
Sundays are Little Crumbs Days at Riverwalk Stadium. Our Little Crumbs could celebrate 20 years of biscuits with the first 500 kids 14 years or younger receiving amazing giveaways, including t-shirts, replica jerseys, gloves, and more. All presented by our friends at Go Fish Alabama. And don't forget to bring your favorite furry friend for Bark in the Park on Sundays, presented by WAKA Action 8 News. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL. Butter up.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available? Call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time, and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson, Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair here as well. Before we get to the phone calls, anything else on this topic that y'all have stirred up over on 1819news.com? People need to go over there and do that. Then they can get the link to your podcast.
It's a good podcast. You know, I guess just to follow up what Amy Beth said at the top of the hour or last hour, I can't remember when it was. Like, I was raised by a single mom. Mm-hmm. This is like the Katie Britt sob story here.
Your mom.
I was raised
by a mom and
by
a mother.
A single mom. But, and she had to work. I remember her at times working three jobs just to keep. We literally did not have heat in our house. We had little space heaters, little propane heaters. Or is it propane? No. Or was it kerosene? Kerosene heaters.
Oh, you had kerosene heaters. Okay. Yeah.
We had kerosene heaters.
Propane ones too. Okay.
And so I remember she didn't have an option. It was like either work or you don't have food on the table.
Right.
Either work or you don't have clothes or a roof over your head, you know, over your head. And so that's what I grew up with. My mom eventually remarried, but I watched her and she raised me. Her motto was love a man, take care of a man, but never depend on a man. And that's what I bought into. And there are times where, as a woman, you've got to be scrappy. You've got to go out and get a job so you can provide for your family. There's so many people now that are just letting the government provide for their family. And that's not good for anyone. And so I kind of was like, I'm going to do it. I don't need a man. I don't need anything. I'm going to be a woman and hear me roar. And I watch my mom struggle. And then I met Jared. and for real, and we talk about this in the podcast, like, he's the opposite of anybody I ever dated. But what Jared, I finally felt secure and safe and was like, wait, I can depend on someone else. It's not all about me. It's not all up to me. God's design actually kind of works.
So that wasn't like in the back of your mind. Was that ever out there like, well, you know, I really don't. And then you met Jared.
Well, yeah, my plan before I met Jared, I was going to graduate with my, you know, girl boss engineering degree. And I wanted to move to like a big city and go climb the corporate ladder and prove myself.
Yeah, all the things that everybody's told. Yeah.
All the things. And like we talk about this. I didn't have my kids named. Like, I didn't have my wedding planned. You know, I just, that just wasn't me. And it's God's sense of humor, and I think really God's mercy in my life, because I met Jared my senior year in college, and we got married right after college, and then got pregnant 5 months after we got married, which was not the plan at all.
Right.
But again, I see God's mercy in that, because I look back and I'm like, I would have been a nightmare. Like, it, like you all wouldn't have wanted to hang out with me if I had gone on my plan.
You would be, would you be the lady that you played the clip?
I don't know if I'd be that far, because I did have Jesus, which I think makes a huge difference. I'm not sure she has demons. Right. I think not Jesus.
Right.
But I really look back and I've kind of had to develop. I've had to relearn and rethink. And I don't care, Amy Beth, Sky, y'all can attest to this, that God did make men and women different. And when you are fulfilling your role, there's something in your soul that just knows it's right. And you can deny it. You can fight it. But, you know, when you're up late at night and you're holding your baby and you've met, you know, you're feeding and you're caring for and it's kind of quiet. And in that moment, you're like, this feels right. There's a reason for that. You know, when you come home and you've put in a long day, hard day's work, and you can provide for your kids, you know, and the roof and the special football helmet, whatever. I mean, it sounds insignificant, but you're like, I am providing. There's something in you that just says, this is what I was made to do. And that's kind of what I'm saying. Not that women shouldn't have a voice, not that women can't have a radio show, but our role is, there is a certain design that God gave us in the home, and to shun that, we are way worse off of it. We sound like that crazy lady with the tarred lady.
Not all tardive people, just that one.
Right.
Well,
right.
Yeah.
And I love what you're saying, because it complements.
There you go.
What men are created to provide, and it's I don't know if it's Hebrew or Greek, but there's this word called ish, and the woman is Isha, and it's fire and little fire, and it's men go out on their mission and they create, and we come along and we beautify, but it's complementary positions.
Like that.
And we're complimentary. Anything that I've ever done, and I said on the podcast, I've worked part-time all the way through, but it didn't take away from, it was the Lord being generous and allowing me to continue in this, but 90% of my time was still spent with my kids. But like you said at the very beginning, there are people who have literally no choice, and we stand with them too. We're really speaking to the women who've been lied to, that are girls that are going through college right now and think there's no way. And I've told my girls, create the life you want from the start. Our insurance agent in North Alabama kept her son, literally her office was here and his little nursery was next to hers. So she like bought a house, created what she wanted. He was with her the whole time. We've got to normalize that. Yep. If you're going to do that. Well, another one of my friends is a successful realtor. Her baby is with her all the time, whether she's at home or out on calls. We've got to normalize that, because back in the day, that was normal. Another friend is an interior decorator. Her kids were always with her. Always. That's what's normal. This idea that we drop them off and let somebody else raise them, and then we're surprised when they're like somebody else, also has to go somewhere like and get lost.
Can we throw in here that maybe all of us need to try to slow down our race for materialism? Because we all have to work if we're going to go buy $100,000 SUVs. Everybody's got to work. And if we continue to have bigger and bigger and bigger houses with bigger and bigger notes, one person... The man can't make enough money to buy all this stuff. We can barely buy it all, both you know, with both spouses working. So maybe we need to start scaling it back. Right? Well, we need to. Our grandparents were able to make. They didn't have near what we have.
That's right.
It's a good point.
Great point.
We got to take a break. Lunchbox Bob Randall up on the other side. We'll be back.
Back in the day, Cars didn't even have safety belts. Everything was fine. Why do I need them now?
This suit was expensive. I don't want to wrinkle it with the seatbelt, and it's just not comfortable.
I've been driving for years, and I've never been in a wreck. I know what I'm doing. I don't need seatbelts.
Why would I wear my seatbelt? It's just a quick trip to the store.
There's no good excuse, and that goes for your kids, too. Click it or ticket.
Brought to you by Adeka Letts.
Hey, guys. This is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to williammasonsalon.com.
This is an important announcement from James Jones and your friends at Jones Drugs, your local hometown pharmacy. Are you one of those folks who is perfectly happy with your local pharmacy and the relationship you have with your local pharmacist and have received a letter from your health insurance suggesting that you use one of the chain stores? Or even worse, maybe they want you to order your drugs by mail. What you need to know is in most cases, that's just a suggestion and not something you're required to do. As an essential healthcare worker, your pharmacist is working on the front lines to ensure patient safety while putting him or herself at risk every day. Your relationship with your pharmacist can be just as important as your relationship with your doctor. Are you willing to risk that part of your health care to mail order or chain stores where it's almost impossible to have that relationship with your pharmacist? For those who haven't experienced being part of the Jones Drugs family, come see what it's all about. Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and Phoenix City.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check. Fire! Quick, wake the kids!
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Hi, everybody. Starting off this brand new week on a good note with dry, warm, storm-free, great late May weather. Mostly sunny today with a high around 88, and that's actually close to normal. Mainly clear, comfortable tonight, low 64. More sun tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday. Upper 80s to near 90 tomorrow, near 90 Wednesday and Thursday. Widely scattered storms holding off till about Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply for your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. The number one show on this station at this time. You cannot miss it, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Hello, folks.
Hey, man, how are you?
Pretty good. And I witnessed this yesterday. And what you're saying, let me just say, my son and daughter, or I don't even call her daughter-in-law. I mean, cause we lived on the same dirt road here on 69, Tall County. They just moved them, translated to Montgomery as they graduated from Huntington, both of them. Mm-hmm. And they did like what you said, man. They could have came out here and got them 20 acres and 10 mules, you know what I'm saying? And a double wide and our smart, but they went to Pike Road and got the 300,000 or whatever it is, you know what I mean, with the backyard pool. And I mean, let me tell you, now that she's had, you know, had the younger, they lost one they prayed about it, and she was in there cooking, prepping breakfast. And I was like, I want to raise your grandchild. I don't want nobody else raising him. You preach all this and this is me trying to stay here. And I can't, you know what I mean? We've committed ourselves to this place, and it's an investment, and we got to see it through. And she was making, I mean, but hey, the sandwiches she's making, he ain't going to get them nowhere else. By the time the boy, you're going to be looking like your papa in a couple of years. You keep letting him feed you like this. But she wants to, you know what I mean? She's an accountant, and she's still gonna need to stay home and can't. There ain't no way, I don't think, if they could, because, you know, I don't think it's $100,000 car, but it probably ain't far from it. They love life, man, and they love this child, my grandchild, and they want to give it the best life they can. So, she's gonna be hunting to do to stay at home and doing some accounting work, I'm sure. And that's what she said, I may have to. But right now, she's gonna try to do it where, if you calculate it, I mean, $1,400 a month is the cheapest. You know what I mean?
Is that what child care is?
Yes.
That's, oh my gosh.
That's them not teaching them nothing. That's, you know what I mean? That's if you have.
That's just to keep them.
That's just to keep them. That ain't teaching. That ain't one of them education programs or, you know, the federal government's involved in. That's just, if you want somebody to keep your child, it's just straight $1,400 a month to keep them and change their diaper and keep, you know what I mean, to keep them halfway, not in a stinky diaper. So my son got to look at that. And it's a hard job. And then he got to look at paying her to educate my young grandyoung. I'm going to write all this down for him, because I'm going to make him see. He may have to take on some extra jobs. You know what I mean? He does. Mm-hmm. I don't think he don't. Now, he does do side jobs. He got his license and set the tank work, and he works in Mr. Webb over there in Prattville. He's working for a good person. And him and his dad-in-law had a company together. So, you know what I mean? Boy, making waves. I mean, you know, but like y'all said, they was in their mind. You know what I mean? This house and this is the life we're supposed to give this our future. And they had it like that because they were both working. They both graduated, come out working. And man, they had all the money in the world 6 months ahead of time on payment. And she had a young. Now I'm with you. You know what I mean? Do you want somebody else to keep your kid, or do you want to do it? And like you said, we got to make it where she can come to. If you needed to come in the office, do your book work, that she can come in there with my grand youngin' on her hip. We need to make that right again, man. You definitely right about that. And to tie a little bit this to Iran, the Human Rights Council from UN, a girl called Mashad Ahmed, I think, and I can't even say, but they were taking her to re-education camp. And because up here in America, we started pulling off these masks in 2022, and they thought that we was going to give them hope, so they started pulling off their jahibs. Well, they put her in handcuffs and took her to a re-education camp and killed, and she died. Where the youngins started protesting. This is the reason this president the CIA put this man in place, y'all. And we can get into the revelation in 1979 when the CIA started the Islamic Revolution Guardian in Iran. And that's who they want you to report to. They want you to give these people, the CIA from America's military, the folks over there protesting. You know what I mean? Like they're trying to shut all that down. They don't want us to see it. But them kids the past 2 years really gave them a handful, man, since they killed that girl. And,
here's the other problem I have with all that, Randall. I looked at the protesters in Hong Kong when we gave, you know, Hong Kong back to China after the 100-year lease. Well, we didn't lease it from the freaking communist. We should have said, you know what? That deal wasn't with you. That deal wasn't with your worldview, but we left those people hanging. And they were begging the United States to help them. And you got the Iranians. You know, we're around trying to topple governments all over the world. We toppled the Ukrainian government because they were too nice to the Russians. And we give these people, and you said it, we give them hope. And then we let them hang out to dry. Hmm. And we let these murderous thugs kill them. We're almost worthless. We don't help the innocent anywhere. We help whoever is helping whoever the deep state wants. So I feel terrible for all these young people that are being, forcibly disappeared? Disappearment? Having disappearment done unto them. What was it?
What was the first word?
I don't know. We'll have to look it up.
My cousin got a Silver Star in Afghanistan. And right now, if you knew what was going on over there, you know what I mean? It breaks my heart to know what them people, we have left them people. We really left them hanging, man. Like, we tore down the stuff we built. And we spent, I'm talking about our $33 million building we built just for a man. He told us, do not build this building. We need this money in other places. Do not build it. I'm not going to be here. If y'all leave, we cannot protect this place. It's tore down. It's flattened. And he told them not to build it. And we tore it down. Like, we paid people to go back in and tear down what we built. And my cousin went and lost his people. And he's living right here in Wetumpka. And he may even be listening now. I'm sure he's in the forest squalling and balled up in a ball. But, you know what I mean? That's like, but are we going to sit over here and just let all this come to here? And not, I mean, it's here. Are we not going to stand up? Are we going to let our grandkids be in the same situation that our Iranian kids are and the Afghan kids are now? Is that what we're going to let our grandkids do? Are we going to stand up and start fighting right here? Because it's here.
That's a great point.
We ain't lying. If we was lying, y'all be on here pointing fingers at us and calling us out, putting us on social media. This is all truth, and you can look it up, and y'all have looked it up. That's why you ain't called and said, hey, Randall's telling a big old lie. I don't know where we go from here, Scott. Right, really, I mean, oh my goodness. I mean, we talking about saving our kids right this second, but our parents not working, just not by working, man. If we don't really stand up, if the granddaddies don't do something, our grandkids ain't gonna worry about working. They're gonna be handcuffed going that reeducation.
Yeah, they'll be working, all right. They'll be working where the government tells them to work, in a camp. Hey, Randall, we appreciate you, buddy. Thanks for the call.
Women life freedom is a protest over there. All
right. Thanks. What was it? We're talking about, he was talking about, is it coming here or whatever? And Lunchbox Bob will be up straight up after the next break. But a guy I know recently visited, he posted on social media, visited Paris. He said it was terrible. He will never, ever go there again.
Is it a dump right now?
He said he's been there, you know, he's been there before, and it is just a dangerous, it's not French anymore.
I was there about 5 years ago, and it began, am I right, Sam, 5 years ago? Mm-hmm. And it was just when it started, they were doing all the crazy climate protest gathering on Saturdays.
Well, now it's like a different country.
Isn't that sad?
Yep. But, hey, come into a town near you, because we're all going to, we're going to have cheap labor. Lunchbox Bob up on the other side. We'll be back.
Looking for a delicious and creative way to cater your next party, event, or office lunch? Let Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery take the worry out of it for you. Say sandwich trays, turkey casserole, hickory smoked or roasted turkey with your favorite classic sides. So many options, all homemade and delicious, just the way you expect. Visit Bates House of Turkey in Montgomery at the corner of Carter Hill and Vaughn Roads, or call 334-215-7775. Eat turkey. Feel perky.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Erdett.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Last segment on this Monday edition of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate those of you who wanted to be a part of the show and tell other people about it. That is how we continue to grow, and you are doing a great job doing that. We appreciate all the listeners out there. But let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, thank you for your patience. I hope you are well today.
It's the end of the third half.
to me. And Scott, it's been a great show, guys. And I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, I'm an early access insider with 1819 News. So
yes,
I got to listen to the podcast. And Miss Wonderful and I were discussing that this weekend before anybody else had even seen it. And if you aren't yet subscribed to 1819 News, you are missing out on the deepest Alabama reporting, early access to the podcast, and the insider info that just makes life better. Now, let's talk about something real quick that's not better. I was duped once. I got wrestled in, hired on. I was contracted to attend a feminist gathering. Little did I realize that being asked to judge a competition at such an event would be hazardous to my mental health. It was an ugly contest, Scott, and everybody there was a winner. That's my take on feminists, where they get all hyped up on their medication and they get a little too excited. And indeed it is true. Men and women have been lied to for two generations. It's more important now, they tell us, how deep are your pockets versus how deep is your character. How much stuff can you fit in a 5,000 square foot starter home, as if that was even a thing, versus how many skills do you actually have and what have you mastered? Now, Lunchbox Bob's mama was a stay-at-home mama, and she raised four of us. I was the oldest, and we were a troop that marched along in file. And for as much of a stay-at-home mama as she was, I don't ever remember being home. We were at the park. We were at the library. We were at the spin class. We were tending the neighborhood garden. My mama was helping out at church. She was a chaperone at school. We attended local government meetings. We got involved down at the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts and the Brownies down the street. For as much of a stay-at-home mama as she was, we were never home. And that was awesome. Don't ever let someone lie to you and tell you that a woman can't do it all. She does. In the right time, at the right place, with the right support. And there are people who will say, Lunchbox Bob doesn't know. He's not an expert on women. And that's where they're wrong. When you make as many sandwiches as Lunchbox Bob has made for as many women, you'd be amazed the things they tell you when you give them a slice of sausage they never had before. It's an amazing experience at the Deli County. But my earliest experience with the women, yes, I had just escaped from a very narrow canal, and that lady doctor pulled me for, handed me off to a nurse, washed me up real good, and then asked if I was hungry and ready for some milk. I looked her square in the eye, and I said, I don't drink milk. I want coffee. Strong, black, and slightly bitter.
So good.
Oh, that one.
Okay.
That was extra.
That was good.
He always just flirts with the line.
Just
so delicately.
Even Sky was getting close. He's like, just there by the button. Just right there.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's a professional.
I wondered for a moment there. I really did.
Well, Lunchbox Bob watched our podcast.
He did.
And so did Miss Wonderful.
I think we need to go back to the old Rush Limbaugh lingo and bring back out feminazis.
Yes.
Because that is what the screaming lady is.
Mm. Yes.
She's not just somebody that says, hey, I want to be able to choose. I want to be able to decide. I want to do this job or I want to be able to stay at home or whatever. No, she is a feminazi.
I'm here for it.
In homage to the Rush man, that's what we'll do. We'll adopt that. Hey, y'all be good out there. Stay safe. Be careful. We'll try to be back tomorrow at some point in time. Just... guess whenever I-